Soccer Coaches Insight continues. Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Eric Grenz. We're talking McLouth boys basketball here, and Dragons with a few games to discuss, still with just two victories on the season, but some real competitive games, Coach, including earlier this week against Valley Falls. And if we go back to last Friday night, you end up falling to Pleasant Ridge, but that was a really close game as well, 44-36, and then to Valley Falls, 58-50. So I know probably not into moral victories and would love to have the win, but you have to feel good. I mean, it looks like your team, especially the second time playing, this team has made some strides and closed the gap and played a little bit better, huh?
Right, for sure. They definitely competed last night, and we just dug a hole too deep to get out of, but they definitely fought, and their attitude was great. We just made a few mistakes when we couldn't afford to.
Where have you seen some of the biggest improvements and growth from this team that maybe, you know, a casual fan wouldn't notice? I mean, where do you see that this team maybe has made the most strides this season?
They're just playing together more and getting everyone involved instead of making a one- or two-man offensive game, and that changes attitude and effort on both ends of the floor, which has been nice to see.
You mentioned mistakes, so is that kind of the next thing that you feel like if you can, curb those down a little bit, that you can turn some of these games and closer contests into wins?
Yeah, just be comfortable in late-game situations and play like you have all night instead of worrying about the score or the time, and for sure some things that we can definitely clean up.
JCN's playing pretty well. You got them next on the schedule, and actually you're going to play back-to-back nights with JCN and Oskaloosa. So what? I guess kind of getting used to a lot of teams now having some back-to-back games and trying to get them all in here at the end. But what's your thoughts on these two rematches and playing back-to-back nights to finish off this week?
Two really good teams that play hard, have a bunch of athletes, and get after you on the defensive end, but you know, games are more fun than practice for the kids, so back-to-back nights isn't always a bad thing.
Have you seen, I know, again, a win would do wonders, but have you seen a little confidence? I mean, you know, right there with Pleasant Ridge and played so well against Valley Falls, have you seen maybe a little more confidence from some of the guys that you feel like can help finish out the season?
Yeah, I think they're starting to see how good they can be if they can do what they're able to do on the floor and not just be thinkers out there, just be players.
You bet. Well, hey, Coach, thanks as always for your time. Best of luck on Thursday and Friday night, and we'll chat more about the games next week.
All right, appreciate it.
Coach Eric Grenz of the McLouth Bulldog boys basketball team here on Care Coaches Insight.